Again, you've got a low melting point. Okay, on to group two. So for group two, sitting at the top, we recall that beryllium, there was no iron that corresponded to beryllium. So this guy then has got no reaction with water, not wanting to form an iron. Magnesium reacts with boiling water, so you can see a magnesium ribbon here stuck into boiling water, and you get slow reaction of bubbles on the outside surface. And down the bottom, calcium through to barium, they increasingly react with water at room temperature. Same basic reaction, the metal plus water gives the metal hydroxide plus hydrogen. Now, for you guys, the sad thing is this will be in the final exam, this whole area on periodicity. Every year, it's the worst performing area of the entire exam without fail. And every year I try to prime the students up to do well in the section, but everybody puts it off till the last second and then it's too boring and they're too much behind with other bits. You have to memorise equations for this. Okay, so that equation there, for instance, is an easy one, but they will get substantially more complicated. And you would have to, for instance, explain the reactivity with water of group 1 versus group 2. Now, to back that up, you're expected to put down equations. So this is going to be some memory work. For most people, it should be a relatively minor task to memorise a few equations the night before the exam. But just remember that you do have to do it before the exam. And everybody around Australia does this periodicity thing. It's not an unusual thing to do with JCU. It's a very standard first year thing. I must have done it once upon a time, but I immediately forgot it straight afterwards. But you should do it the night before. So our trend then, very similar to group one, but now sitting right at the top of the group, beryllium has low reactivity, it wants to form covalent.